Thank you, Adrienne. That was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah? Our guest speaker today is a psychotherapist, a transformation coach, which fascinates me, and it's very relevant for us, and has a popular TED Talk called What If Fear Were Just a Feeling? So she's all about empowerment and changing fear into freedom. And today she's talking about love as well. And I'm excited. She's been here before, and I want to give a warm welcome back to Terry Cole.
Well, hello, beautiful Unity people. How we doing? Can you hear me? Yes, you can. I am so excited to be here with you on this Valentine's Day weekend, getting to talk about one of my favorite topics, which is true love. So, how many of you in this audience right now are single and would like to be in love? Hands up, right on, got it, yes. How many of you are in a relationship and you would like it to be filled with more joy, more inspiration, maybe more hot sex, and if you're with that person, you can just blink your eyes twice and I got you, got it? I see you, you're good. So the truth is, this talk is for all of you. Because I've been a psychotherapist and a transformation expert for almost 2 decades. I started very young. And I have helped thousands, maybe tens of thousands at this point, of people to find true love. So today I'm going to talk to you about the 4 things that I've seen in the last 2 decades that block people from finding their true love. That sound good? And then I'm also, of course, going to give you strategies to bust through those blocks. That sounds good. So do me a favor, close your eyes. We're just going to take 1 minute to ground. Take a nice deep breath, and I want you to just drop your attention into your heart chakra. And if you don't know where it is, just put your hand on your heart. And as you're breathing in, I want you to bring some energy into your heart chakra, softening the heart chakra and opening the heart chakra, releasing anything that no longer serves your greatest good. Take another deep breath. And now I want you to float your attention up to your third eye, which is your chakra of intuition, which is right between your eyebrows and about 1 millimeter up. Take a deep breath, bringing energy into your third eye, opening your mind, releasing any limiting beliefs that no longer serve your greatest good around love. And I want you to come to this talk. Sit here today with me for the next 25 minutes with an open heart and an open mind, because that way, maybe you'll hear something that you need that will heal your heart, or something that you need that will inspire you to take action that you have not taken because of fear. All right, one last deep breath. Open your eyes. Well, hello and welcome back. So, do you think that love is only for the lucky? Do you think it's about being at the right place at the right time? Or do you think that there's a lot more to finding true and authentic love? Yes, not to be a therapist, but I can tell you there's a lot more to finding true love. So we're going to start with the first thing, which is your downloaded love blueprint from childhood. Every family system, every culture has its own cultural norms around love, marriage, intimacy. So whether you know this or not, this is the paradigm, this blueprint is what creates a lot of your belief system. What you saw, the way that whether you were raised by a single parent, whether you had both parents there, whether they communicated or didn't communicate. I came from a very female-dominated home where my mother went to, worked in a factory for 2 years to put herself through college, and midway through her freshman year, she got pregnant. That was fun. So that stopped short what she really wanted to do. She'd been going out with my father for a bunch of years. They were high school sweethearts. So they got married in the back of the Methodist church during winter break or something. So now how do you think that impacted my downloaded blueprint around love, right? I never had images, I never wanted a big wedding. I never even saw that. My mother had a pillbox hat on and a Jackie O suit. So that impacted everything that I saw. And other things that impacted my own love blueprint were my mother felt trapped. My mother was a bit of a male basher. She had 4 daughters under 6 years, right? So she kind of was trapped. So I got these messages throughout my growing up that you better get your education on, girl, so that you do not end up trapped like I was trapped. And so really, honestly, I never really wanted to get married. I was like, that seems like incredibly not fun. Who wants to do it? Nobody's happy. You know, my parents got divorced when I was 13, P.S. But the way that that changed for me, my downloaded love blueprint, those limiting beliefs, became evident to me when I was in therapy, right? So with the help of a great therapist, I was able to see that those limiting beliefs around marriage and men were my mother's beliefs, but they were not my beliefs. They didn't have to be my beliefs, and I didn't want them to be. It was such a drag. I was like, so this is it? Just everyone just gets divorced and nobody's happy? Like, that's terrible, you know? So I decided through therapy that I could find love with someone who was my best friend, who was my partner in crime, and that love could be super fun. And after I consciously unchose those limiting beliefs, that's when I met the love of my life for the last 17 years, my husband, Victor. He's here somewhere. Hey, babe. And would I have found him, would I have recognized him, had I not deconstructed those limiting blueprints with the help of a therapist? I can't say, right? I don't know. But part of me thinks, probably not. Because would I have recognized him? So now that was a little insight into my blueprint. Let's get back to your blueprint. So think about the home that you grew up in. How was your parents' marriage? Were they together? If it was a single parent home, was there dating? Was there consistency? Was it volatile? So if you grew up in a family where there was violence or hostility, love and pain went like this at a really early age, right? You may not want to be in a situation where love and pain go like this, but unless you take your, from the basement, the unconscious mind, and bring it up to the conscious mind, you don't know what is driving your behavior. You can consciously say, of course, I'm not going to be in an abusive relationship. Hello. How many people do you know who repeat that exact pattern that they say, no way, when they're teenagers, I will never do that. But they end up doing some version of that. Because unless you unchoose, unless you bring that limiting belief up into the main part of the house so you can see what it is, you don't even know what is driving your behavior. So I want you guys to think about right now, how was it in the home that you grew up in? Did anybody believe in love, or did people think love was a bunch of crap? Right? Was there fighting? Was there harmony? Was there loyalty? Was there betrayal? All of those things impact your downloaded love blueprint. And I want to tell you something right now. You don't have to take notes. You don't have to worry about anything. In the back, there's a table, and my husband lovingly made 400 pieces of paper for you, so that there's a URL, a special URL on my site that'll give you a free downloaded love blueprint, a free self-love meditation, because you know what, Unity? I love you. I really do. So those are going to be my Valentine's Day gifts for you. Everything you need to figure this out, I promise you, is there. If you're willing, you just got to be brave and go there, right? So that's the first thing. You can actually rewrite your love blueprint so that it's aligned with what you want, not what you fear, right? But you have to do it consciously. You have to do it mindfully. So that is number one. Number two is you have to figure out if you have the disease to please. Who here thinks they might have it? Be honest. Yeah, okay, yeah. Because I'm going to say everybody here has it at least a little. At least a little. I'm going to ask you four questions, and this will tell you how badly you have it, okay? The first one is, do you say yes when you really want to say no? Yes, look at all the heads nodding. Number two, do you say you're sorry when not only are you not sorry, probably mostly when you're pissed off? Yes? Yes. Or do you use sorry as like the social lubricant where somebody bashes into you in the subway and you're like, sorry, but you're actually not sorry. You're like, hi, you bumped into me. Number three, do you avoid confrontation at all costs? Who here, be honest? Everybody. Everyone's like, yes, me. And number four, do you put everyone else's needs above your own? Okay. So we all know, right, that each one of those actions brings a not good emotion, right? We know that saying yes when we want to say no makes you bitter. Do we know that? It does, in case you were wondering. It makes you bitter. Number two, we know that putting everyone else's needs above your own gives you the martyr complex. Not pretty, people. Not pretty. Nobody likes a martyr, and yet we're out there living it as if it's as if it's something noble, right? But it isn't. So these are all ways that you're also being not real in your life. So we were all socialized, women especially in this country, some men too, maybe gay boys more than straight men, I'm not sure, but to really supervalue being nice. Like, who doesn't want to be a nice girl? Be a good boy, be a good girl. And so this idea of niceness gets kind of twisted up, where we're so afraid of anyone not to like us that we say yes when we want to say no, right? And let's talk about in a relationship. Here's the thing, why does it matter? It matters because, hello, how can someone authentically love you if they don't authentically know you? You get it? They can't. If you're so afraid of being rejected, or so afraid that you'll hurt their feelings, I have clients who their husband or their wife is doing something, even something sexual for them, to them, that they absolutely hate, but they think it's their like special treat. Okay, you need to inform that person that you do not like that thing. It is not nice. Listen, let's talk about what is actually nice. If on the way to Unity today, somebody tripped off the curb and fell and cracked their skull and you called 911 and put your coat under their head and waited for the ambulance, that would be nice. You saying yes when you really want to say no is not only not nice, it's really just downright dishonest. Not nice. It's like you're fooling the person that you're with, you're fooling your friends, and you're actually setting everyone up to fail, because the truth is no one can authentically love you if they don't authentically know you. All right, number three. Self-love is the path to true love. And according to me, it's the only path. It, you know, contrary to what popular love songs would tell you, you can breathe without him. You will go on without her. I promise you, you will. Right? I think popular love songs are more like a codependent's wet dream, pardon the phrase, than they are some kind of a way of living your life in love. Right? No. Yes, you will go on. Although we have all had those experiences where you feel like you're going to die. But here's the thing. You don't die. And what are you left with? Your relationship to yourself. So I want all of you right now to think about, how do you regard yourself? How do you talk about yourself to other people? And inside, do you have a really mean, crappy, mafia mind voice that tells you how terrible you are and everything is bad and not good enough and fat and whatever? Do you? Okay, if you go through life and you're looking for love, but you come from this place of not enough and I am unworthy, you will inevitably find someone who completely agrees with you. You determine your value, not someone else. You must determine your value. So if you put up with a bunch of crap in a relationship, you are basically colluding with that person and being like, this is awesome, this works for me. Even if it doesn't emotionally, you have to understand it is not happening to you. It is coming from you. I promise, which may sound depressing for a minute, but in reality, it's super empowering, because if it's coming from you, you can change it, right? You have to be the decider in your own life about the way that people treat you. You get it? How many of you have trouble drawing boundaries? Right, this is a part of the disease to please. So that's going to be on the website somewhere too. So you're going to look for that and you're going to do that, because boundaries are so super important to getting what you want. Telling the truth is so important to getting what you want. And number four is going to be that you must rock a vibration of love. So if you are in a relationship right now, even if that person is sitting right next to you, you need to feel the love that you want to feel in the relationship. You need to raise your vibration. Listen, we've all read Abraham Hicks. We all have seen The Secret, right? We all know about the laws of attraction, do you? Okay, well, when you vibrate on a higher level, meaning you conjure that feeling of love in the middle of your heart, you feel what it feels like to be adored, right? You believe you deserve to be cherished, to be valued, and then you cherish yourself by getting toxic idiots out of your life, by not putting up with a bunch of crap from people, right? Because you deserve to be loved. But that has to, again, that has to come from you. You make a decision and then you raise your vibration in your relationship. It's not about if she would only then, if he would only then. It's you right now. Gandhi would say, be the change you want to see in the world. Terry says, be the change you want to see in your relationship. Just be it. Be vulnerable. If you've been in a cold war for the past 5 years, just stop it. Use some Listerine and make out today, please. Just make out. That helps everything. Making out and sex helps everything. And it doesn't matter if it's been a long time since you've been in that place. Just find yourself back to that place. Because you deserve to be lit up, or you deserve to move on. Don't keep yourself in some crazy love purgatory of unhappiness. I'm here to tell you that you can have what you want, but you must go get it. You must create it. You must be willing to be vulnerable. You must not be so afraid to be rejected that you don't do it. Because I can tell you, people, I promise you, I'm more afraid of mediocrity than I am of anything else in this world. I'd rather go down in flames, just a big ball of flames, than live a life and wonder, what could have been? How could I have felt? What would it be like to be in love, to have held out for that, or to have left a toxic, bad situation, or just a situation where you don't feel loved, right? Okay, and this, I said there was four, but maybe there's five, or we'll call this 4.5. The last thing, or 4A, is going to be that any unresolved childhood injuries that you have will block your ability to draw true love into your life. So if you have injuries or wounds that are continuing to impact your life, because they do. So let's say you had a dad whose attention you were always trying to get. Let's just say that's not autobiographical, let's just say. And you will continue to recognize men who don't give you attention as appropriate husband material, right? This is what you do. I recognize you. And it's the same thing with abuse. Here's what's going to happen, though, with the attention. I'm going to keep going towards men who I recognize as husband material because they don't give me attention like my father didn't give me attention. And the little kid in me thinks we're going to have a different outcome. The little kid is like, yeah, this time it's going to be different. But do you know what? With no intervention, with no change, do you think this time is going to be different? No. It's not. And you know why? Because you don't have the psychological skill set to make it be different. So they call that repetition compulsion in family systems, where we just keep repeating, even when we don't want to. But hey, guess what, Unity? You now know you don't have to. You can stop repeating unfulfilling patterns right freaking now. How about that? Who's down for that? Yes, yes, hands, I appreciate it. When you think about an abusive situation, right? No matter what you say, if there's no intervention, you still recognize that hostile person as love, because love and pain, remember before, went like this. Therapy. Get thee to a therapist, people. You wouldn't let your teeth fall out of your head because you're like, I don't need a dentist, whatever with the dentist, I can do it. Maybe you can't do it. And what would make you think that you have the psychological skills that someone who, I've been doing this 2 decades, I got my master's at NYU, right? What if this is all I thought about was your mental health for the past 20 years, which it basically was? I'm going to say I might know a teeny bit more about helping you transform the situation that you're in. So I want to inspire you. Maybe you go to therapy for a few sessions, or if you're me, 30 years, whatever, somewhere in between. Doesn't have to be 30. I just happen to like being in therapy. It's like just a gift that I give myself. So I'm going to leave you with this thought. And actually, I was going to leave you with the same Buddha quote. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? But I'm not going to. I'm going to leave you with a Wayne Dyer quote. Wayne says, you don't attract what you want. You attract what you are. So now that you all know that self-love is the path to true love, I hope that this talk has inspired you to fall madly and deeply in love with you, because you are awesome. I love you, Unity. You know I do.
Awesome. Thank you, Terry. And I think that sets up a great meditation. And here in Unity, we start prayer and we start meditation with gratitude. And since singing is praying twice, we sing it. So if you don't know the words, they're in your program. I am so blessed. And as we sing this, let's know how blessed we are, the things we have within and in our lives, and how awesome we are, as Terry just said. Let's be grateful for that. And so let's join together and sing. And just close our eyes and focus within. And go to our hearts. That God is. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful for all that God is. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful.
Positive energy that's all around you. Keep your eyes gently closed. And I want you to exhale any negativity or stress or fatigue that you may be feeling. Just let it leave your body through your breath. And now that you are in a complete state of relaxed calm, imagine or visualize yourself lying on a blanket in a beautiful patch of sun in an open field. Just feel yourself supported and embraced by the beauty that surrounds you. Feel the gentle beating of your heart, synchronized with the natural rhythm of the universe. You are loved and supported. Everything you need comes to you when you need it. Visualize a beautiful golden spark of light igniting in your heart. And see this light glowing and flowing throughout your entire body, cleansing and healing your body and mind of any past pain or disappointment. Release any anger or any fear. Just feel it leaving your body with your breath as you experience the overwhelming expansion of this golden light. Pouring unconditional love from your own heart. Affirm to yourself right now, I love and accept myself. Exactly as I am. I deserve love, and I accept it now. I attract only loving, healthy relationships into my life. All of my relationships are healthy, healed and whole. I now experience an abundance of love in my life, starting right here and now with self-love that creates the path to true love. Feel the wonderful sense of belonging that comes from being a part of all that is around you right now. See and feel the golden light of love flowing from your heart throughout your body and extending out to all of those around you right now. Know that the love that you give others and yourself will come back to you multiplied many times over. As you raise the vibration of your feelings with positive self-regard and self-love, you effortlessly attract the love you seek with ease and grace. So just take the next minute or so to float in this bliss bath of love and joy. Feeling this warm energy sinking deep into your consciousness and deep into your body, because you are loved. And now I'm going to slowly count backwards from 10. 10, 9, you're feeling rested and relaxed. 8, 7, feeling incredibly grateful. 6, 5, feeling renewed. 4, 3, feeling ready for love. 2, 1. So just gently bring some energy into your hands, stretch your hands and rock your feet, and give yourself a nice big full body stretch.